live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be across the country and around the world, I'm Ron Barr. Good to have you with us for our last show. We're live at Camp Victory at the DFAC Sports Oasis here in Baghdad, Iraq. We have been here all week, and what a great week it's been for us. And I think the service people have enjoyed it as well. We've been flying around the country, going and visiting our servicemen and servicewomen at various locations. Now, I know many of you are reading and hearing about the drawdown. That's the drawdown of the combat troops, but there's still some 56,000 servicemen and servicewomen here, and they're working with the Iraqi side in order to get them prepared to be able to take over full-time their own country. And it's been very enlightening and educational. We just came from about a 45-minute briefing from Lieutenant General Robert Cohn, and, you know, you listen to him and you hear, you know, and he's not, you know, polishing up anything, no statistics. He's just telling you what the real story is. And then sometimes you read in the media or you see things on television and you just wonder, is that the same thing that I just saw and witnessed in person? So it's been a wonderful time. But the one thing I don't think I'll ever forget is just the faces and the questions and how nice everybody was. And I've said this time and time again, but I think it bears repeating. And that is the fact that we have heard many times over the soldiers saying to us, thank you for coming, that you take time out of your schedule. You don't have to do this when we are here to say thank you to them. And I think one of the things that makes a tour like ours, and this is the sixth time for me in Iraq and or Afghanistan, is that sports has a particular bridge. Everybody can almost plug into it, and it's been very, very special. We've got a special last night with guests as well. As in this first hour, we'll be talking with the Hall of Fame second baseman, Joe Morgan, of course, broadcaster for ESPN, and I think soon to be a Hall of Famer in the NFL, already in the College Football Hall of Fame out of Notre Dame, and Heisman Trophy winner Tim Brown will be with us, and a man that made the trip with me all the way to Iraq, along with Brian Billick and Randy Cross, Spencer Tillman, who won a Super Bowl championship with the San Francisco 49ers and also won a national championship when he played at the University of Oklahoma. And then coming up in the second hour, Pete Carroll and Shane Battier, and then we'll wrap it up in a big way with the three guys that came with me and Lieutenant General Robert Cohn. We've also got two soldiers that are going to co-host this first hour. I'll introduce them when we come back from the break. We've got you live in Baghdad, Iraq on Sports Byline.
Have you long considered a career in athletics, but you're not sure how to break in? From students looking for entry-level positions to seasoned top executives, NextStepAthletics.com is the industry's only all-in-one resource. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. From sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and more. The only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step with NextStepAthletics.com.
At Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range and Firearms Store, you'll find a relaxed atmosphere for shooters of all levels along with a huge selection of firearms and accessories. Bullseye is also your home for top-quality training. We have a package to fit every need from basic home defense to tactical courses for pistol, rifle, and shotgun. Come visit our California locations in San Rafael and Castro Valley and now also in Gardnerville, Nevada. Or check out our incredible selection at BullseyeUSA.com. Bullseye's goal is to assure a safe and fun experience while helping you prepare to deal with any situation. So check out BullseyeUSA.com.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
And welcome back here to Baghdad, Iraq. We've got Joe Morgan standing by to join us, but let me introduce to our first hour co-host, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Sepulda from Kansas City, and he's a big Raiders fan, and Sergeant First Class Keith Jordan from Killeen, Texas, and he's a Broncos fan. So we had to separate them by about 2 or 3 feet so they didn't get into a fight. I've known Joe Morgan for a long time, and when I called him, I said, hey, would you join me over here in Iraq on the phone? He said, I won't. I'll be right there for you in a minute. Color commentator along with John Miller on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball after a fine 22-year big league career that landed him in the Hall of Fame. He won 2 World Series championships with the Reds. Joe, when you take a look at baseball this season, has there been anything so far to this point that surprised you about the season?
Well, of course, all the no-hitters and perfect games and almost perfect games, that has surprised me because I think the pitchers have done a great job of adding to their repertoire. I think the biggest change for me has been the changeup and the lack of hitters being able to make the adjustment. So the hitters not adjusting to that pitch has been a big surprise, and the fact that they have had so many well-pitched ball games.
Let me turn it over to our two soldiers that want to talk a little baseball with you, Joe. First of all, Sergeant First Class Keith Jordan from Killeen, Texas. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Hey, Joe, it's good to talk to you. I got a question about instant replay. Are you for or against it in certain situations like the umpires or the referees making bad calls and so forth?
Well, I'm not for expanded replay. I kind of like the way they do it with boundary calls, and I'm not against replay in the postseason, but I would be against it expanding for every day. I mean, there are just too many close plays that we'd have to take time to review. I mean, that's the name of the game. You know, we've always said baseball is a game of inches. You're out by an inch, you're safe by an inch. And for us to have to stop the game and replay every play, we may never get through a ball game. And everyone says, well, that's not going to happen. Well, it will happen because I was at a ball game yesterday. The Giants played the Reds. And the game lasted 4 hours and 25 minutes. And I guarantee you, if we would have had replay, there were at least 5 or 6 plays that were close plays that would have taken a lot of times in the first 4 or 5 innings alone. So I'm not for expanding it. Let's face it, the players make mistakes out there sometimes. The umpires make mistakes. But when the players make mistakes, you have to practice and get better. And I think that's what we need to do with the umpires. We need to make them accountable. I don't think they're accountable enough right now. Make them accountable, and they will improve, or they'll get sent down, as the players do. I just think that the game can be played the right way if everyone does their job.
And Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Sepulda wants to talk some baseball as well, so I'll turn it over to him.
Joe, it's great having you on, and it's really an honor. I've looked up to you and your game for a long time.
Thank you. The first thing
that I'd like to ask you is, I've always believed in my 19 years of service that there are great parallels between sports and the military and what soldiers do every day. And I'm going to take you back a few years when I asked this question, but when you came out of high school and you joined the Houston Colt 45s, what kind of adjustment was that for you being a high school kid moving all the way down to Houston and all of a sudden playing pro baseball?
Well, you're right. That was an adjustment. When I went into the military service, that was an adjustment as well. You make adjustments in your life, and it's, I think it's easier to adjust when you're young, you know, before you're set in your own ways. And I think that's why the military has helped, you know, build confidence and build character in a lot of young people who come out of high school and don't know where they're going or don't have a way. When you're young, you can be, I won't say programmed, you can be pointed in the right direction, and you make those adjustments. And that's what happened to me. It was the first time I'd ever left home when I went away to play professional baseball. But I was young enough that I wasn't set in my own ways about how to do certain things, and I learned to do them the right way and learned to do them with other people as part of a unit. So therefore, you know, I learned a lot at an early age.
Let me give you a little follow-up question to that. You talked about being a part of a unit, and certainly the Big Red Machine in the 1970s was one of the greatest units in baseball history. You had a pretty incredible leader in Sparky Anderson as your manager. Can you talk to us a little bit about what his leadership meant in bringing together all of those huge personalities and great players to win two championships in a row?
Well, people are always talking about how great a lineup we had, and it was a great lineup. But Sparky Anderson was the reason that we were such a great team. Sparky, you know, wasn't so much about X's and O's. Sparky was about people. He knew people, and he knew how to get the most out of each individual, not just a half of us or three-quarters of us. He knew how to deal with each and every player on that team, and that's what made him great. He was a people person. I've been around managers who think they know everything and try to program the game and whatever, and some of them do a good job. But the real key is still people. As we know, whether it's in the military or whether it's on a baseball field, people are who are going to make something successful. And the fact that they carry out the orders of the military, or as a baseball player, you carry out the orders of the manager. You do what the manager thinks is best at that time. So, again, Spark Anderson was a great leader because of that, of his people skills.
Joe Morgan is Keith from I'm a Bronco fan, diehard.
I'm not. That's okay. I'm a Raider fan. That's back. Okay.
Thank you,
boy,
Joe.
Boy.
I already love you even more.
It's gonna be a very long day. Going back to the Reds, the Colonel talked about the 70s. You playing with people like Pete Rose. Do you believe that Pete Rose is due, or just because of the, I guess the past era has been called the steroid or the substance abuse era. Do you believe that Pete Rose, at this time, with all the stuff that's going on, is due for that Hall of Fame mention?
Well, I think you have to look at everything on an individual basis. I think Pete needed to be punished for what he did, but he's been punished for over 20 years now. I guess the question is, how long do you punish someone? You know, people, you know, go to jail and they get out and they're free to move on with their lives. I actually think Pete Rose has been punished enough. That I've said that over and over. Now, when you move it to the steroid era, you have to say, if you're going to allow people who did steroids change the game, change the numbers, change their own numbers to get into the Hall of Fame, then you have to take another look at Pete, because Pete only hurt himself. He did not hurt the game as far as changing the numbers. He did not go out and enhance his numbers in any way by cheating or using performance-enhancing drugs, whereas a lot of other players did. Now, those players are going to have great numbers, so you're just going to allow them to go in and say what Pete did was so wrong. Now, to make no mistake about it, it was wrong. But I just think that he has been punished enough.
Pete, you know, when we talked about Pete before, Joe, you know, you've said that you feel he's been punished enough, and I have to agree with you. I've been against him going into the Hall of Fame, but I think that there has to be some time limit on how long he should be punished for what he did. Let me change gears on you for just a second, because you and I had a very interesting conversation when a couple years ago there was the Houston Astros in the World Series against the Chicago White Sox, and there were not any African Americans on the roster for the Houston Astros. And you and I talked about what's happening as far as baseball with minorities, and particularly African Americans. I thought what you said was very insightful. Where do you see the game today when it comes to African Americans participating in it at the major league level?
Well, I see an improvement. And you're going to see a constant improvement when you bring players along like the Jason Haywards, Austin Jackson, some of these young players who are now going to be icons to the younger generation. The reason basketball is prospering is because of the LeBron James and the guys, their peers, the young guys coming along being successful. When you have young African-Americans being successful, well, the young kids who see them can identify with them. It's very difficult for young kids today to identify with Willie Mays or me or some of the other players who played years ago because they did not see them play, and therefore they're not as motivated to go out and try to be like them. What we see now is a lot of African-American stars coming along. We went through a stretch there when we didn't really have a lot of new young stars coming along. We had the Ken Griffey's of the world and those guys who were stars, but they were veteran players. Anytime you have the young players coming along, you're making an improvement, and that's what I see. I see a lot of, every place I go now almost, I see a young African-American player who's pretty good. I mean, there are two or three teams, I guess, that may not have African-American players on their team, but overall, I've seen an improvement with the young players, and that's how you're going to get it done, because all the young kids now cannot have something that they can identify with.
We've only got about a minute left, Joe, but you, of course, were back at the Hall of Fame with the induction of your broadcasting partner on ESPN, John Miller. I wonder if you can share some personal thoughts about having worked with him for such a long time and what that experience has been like for both of you.
Well, first of all, I've worked with a lot of different play-by-play men, you know, starting my first year in broadcasting. I think the one thing that separates John from most other broadcasters is he really understands the game. By that, not just the big parts of the game. He understands all the little intricacies of the game that makes it such a great game. And I think that he's able to deal with that and help bring that to the forefront. Very rarely have I ever, over the 20-plus years, said something that John didn't understand completely. And therefore, I think that's what separates him. Everyone that does play-by-play doesn't really understand the game. You know, some have beautiful voices, some have beautiful deliveries or whatever. But understanding of the game, I think, should be paramount to be a major league announcer or a play-by-play man.
Joe, I want to thank you, especially for your being here with us here in Iraq and getting up early in the morning on the West Coast. Thanks a lot, Joe. I'll see you when I get back home from Iraq.
Okay, I want to thank all those guys for making it possible for me to enjoy the freedom that I enjoy here and being able to get up and talk to you. So, and make sure you tell them I'm from Texas also. I'm a Raider fan, but I'm also from Texas. All right.
Okay, Joe.
Good luck
Take
to
care.
Everybody over
Hall
there.
Of Famer. Hall of Famer Joe Morgan, and, of course, you see him on ESPN on the Sunday night game as well. Thomas Cipolla co-hosting along with Keith Jordan, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with another Texan, Tim Brown, of course, College Football Hall of Fame, but also headed to the NFL Hall of Fame as well. We do that as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline from Iraq.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected. But you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Log on to homesweetincome4.com for free information on how to earn a full-time income at home. Linda did.
Before I found this business, I had been working as an insurance claims adjuster, and I actually quit my job to relocate with my husband when his job transferred him. So because of that, we had really gone from two incomes down to one, and we're living paycheck to paycheck.
Homesweetincome4.com turned Linda's life around.
Since we found the business, we're able to travel, we have retirement accounts, we have savings and college funds for the kids, and we're able to do this business from anywhere with an internet connection and a telephone.
HomeSweetIncome4.com worked for Cindy, too.
Now I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. We live in a beautiful home. She's got horses. It's my dream.
Dreams come true at HomeSweetIncome4.com. That's HomeSweetIncome, the number 4.com.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
And welcome back to the DFAC Sports Oasis here in Baghdad, Iraq. The troops are coming in, getting ready to have dinner. We've got a nice crowd on hand right here. We've got two co-hosts, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Cipolla from Kansas City, Sergeant First Class Keith Jordan from Killeen, Texas. And joining us now is Tim Brown. Tim, College Football Hall of Fame, Heisman Trophy winner out of Notre Dame, where he was a two-time All-American, 17 NFL seasons, and 1,094 receptions, almost 15,000 yards. And so he has done it all on every level of the game. Tim, when you hear all those statistics, what's the one that means the most to Tim Brown?
I guess it would be 17 years and, you know, being able to be so consistent over that time and persistent, I should say, also, because, you know, playing in the system that I was playing in, you know, it could have very easily gone the other way, but some kind of way, you know, I was able to put up the, you know, same numbers no matter who the coach was or who the quarterback was. And I think that's something when I look back on it, I could be very proud of. I didn't have too many Hall of Fame quarterbacks to play with. So, you know, I'm very happy to have done some of the things I was able to accomplish with the guys I played with.
When you think about the physicality of the game, how tough was it for you to stay healthy for those 17 years?
Well, you know, I was always pretty smart about, you know, knowing what guys were on the field. So I always expected a hit to be I expected that hit to be coming, you know what I mean? So there were very few times throughout my career where I took a, you know, a hit that I didn't see coming. And I think from that standpoint, you know, anytime you could prepare yourself for what's about to happen, you can always get in a better position, you know. But I can remember one time getting hit square in the chest, and when I looked at the film, the guy wasn't what he was supposed to be. He left his coverage to come and hit me, and he wasn't supposed to do that. You know, but I think it's that kind of stuff, man. You know, that, you know, you study in that film, you have an idea where everybody's supposed to be, and you can prepare yourself for what's going to happen during the course of a game.
I'm going to turn you over to the two soldiers that I have here co-hosting the hour. And I got to tell you, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Cipolla, he has his Raiders hat on. So that ought to tell you something.
That's
and Sergeant First Class
about.
Keith Jordan.
Raider Nation.
Raider Nation is everywhere, Tim. It is everywhere.
And Sergeant Keith Jordan is a Broncos fan. So I'm going to get out of the way and turn you over to these two guys, and I'll let Tom go first. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Tim, it is quite an honor to be able to talk to you. I know you probably heard Ron's intro. I am from Kansas City, but trust me, I bleed silver and black like nobody's business.
That's even better.
I just exactly. Grew up in enemy territory and still survived. You know, when you talk about the consistency that you had throughout your career, I don't think that people really realize how difficult that is, especially in the situation that you were in. You went through so many coaches during your time. I mean, 1988, you had Shanahan, and then Art Shell came in, Mike White, Bugle. Then you got a little bit of consistency with Gruden, and then Callahan, and finally Turner. Can you just talk to us about a little bit about how difficult it was, you know, really like your Raider odyssey, because you have to consider it an odyssey because no other team had the kind of history that the Raiders had over the course of your career as far as coaching changes and offense changes and player changes and just drama all the time.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I think, you know, while you're going through it, you just deal with it and try and, you know, come out of it as clean as you possibly can. But when I look back on it now, it's unbelievable some of the things that some of the positions I found myself in during the course of my tenure with the Raiders. But so it makes me very proud of everything that I was able to accomplish, man. But at the same time, you know, being that I didn't win that championship there, it's something that will always be stuck in the back of my head, you know.
Yeah, it's always been a thing that's stuck in the back of my head, too. I mean, I've been alive for a while, so I saw, you know, the 84 team, the 81 team. But I really wanted you and Rich and John Gruden to get yours because that was really a special group of guys and a special team. Can you talk to us a little bit about what it meant to you to finally have a little bit of consistency from a leadership perspective when John Gruden did come over to the team?
Well, I'll tell you what, that was huge, man. You know, when Art was there, you know, we were in a pretty good position. You know, Shanahan really didn't get a chance. You know, he was out after a year and three games, I believe it was. But Art took over, and because he, you know, that was 1989 when he took over, and I think he had just retired in 82, 83. So he was pretty, you know, still pretty close to the game and could really relate to the players. And so it was a beautiful thing. I mean, he would sit down and tell us these great stories about the old guys and how they did things. And, man, it was just mesmerizing. So I think from that standpoint, you know, we played pretty good football under him up until the time him and Marcus Allen fell out. And then once that happened, it was pretty tough for us to, you know, to listen to anything he said. But
yeah,
certainly, you know, you got Bugle and you got Mike White. And those were horrific situations for us. And when Gruden came there, I was really done. I was at the point where I said, you know what, it's really time for me to go someplace that's more stable and make this thing happen. And I was 31 at the time, and Gruden was 34. And he said to me, well, you know, give me a chance. You know, give me a chance to make this happen, and I'll show you that I can do it. And I'm thinking, look, you know, 45, 55-year-old men could do this. How in the world is a 34-year-old going to be able to do this? So, But certainly, after the first minicamp, man, and with the plays that he was installing, I knew it was going to be a different regime because, I mean, he was installing real plays and not the same plays that we had ran for the last, you know, 9 or 10 years.
All right. Well, thanks, Tim. I'm going to give this to the Broncos fan. I hate to do it, but I'm going to give the mic to the Broncos fan for a second. But I do have a follow-up after he finishes.
No problem.
Hey, Tim Brown's Keith. Yeah, I'm a Bronco fan through and through, and it's really disgusting sitting next to this Oakland fan. But I do appreciate good football, and you by all means, you are one of the best. I have a couple questions about if you could get like a Brandon Marshall or Albert Haynesworth sitting in one room and talk to them about their careers and what decisions they made in training camp, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, at some point in your life, man, you have to be able to project past the moment that you're in at the present time. And when these guys look back on their careers and even their lives, mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be tough for them to stomach some of the things that they've done. And, you know, and that's the one thing that we're trying to talk to some of the young players about now is just understand that if you're lucky and you keep living, you're going to be on the other side of this fence one day. And from that standpoint, you want to be able to look back on your time in the league and say, I maximized every avenue I had in the NFL. I got the best out of my body, you know, while I was in the NFL. And I did things the right way as much as I possibly could. No one is saying don't enjoy yourself, don't have fun. Because that's what, you know, this is a game. This is not brain surgery out there. This is a game, so you got to have fun. But as far as your actions and how you treat people, man, you're going to look back on that stuff in years to come. And it doesn't matter if you leave the game with $40, $50 million. If nobody wants to deal with you, believe me, you're going to be a very lonely person. And I think that's sort of the problem that we're having now. well, guys are making all this money. They think money is power, and that gives them the right to do whatever they want to do. Well, when they get outside the game, you can have all that money, but if nobody wants to deal with you, you're going to be a lonely soul. So, you know, I would really try to approach them from that standpoint, and hopefully it'll be something they would listen to.
Tim, in about 20 seconds, can you tell me your most memorable moment in your career?
Well, I think for me, you know, it would certainly have to be when we played the Tennessee Titans, and I realized at some point during that game that I was going to be going to the Super Bowl. And after, you know, playing, you know, almost 25 years of football at that point, counting high school and college, I'd never had a chance to play for a championship. So knowing that I was going to get that opportunity was a very, very special moment.
Tim, I want to thank you for jumping on here. I know that when we contacted you, you said you'd do anything for me, and being here with these soldiers, I hope you'll come with me on one of the trips. I've invited you, and if your schedule allows, come on over and join me on one of the trips to Afghanistan or Iraq.
Well, I can't wait to make that happen. You know, I'm full speed ahead, working on a lot of different things now, Ron, but you know, if I can make it happen, I'll be there, brother. That's for sure.
Tim Brown headed to the NFL Hall of Fame when he's eligible to. We'll take a break. Continue from Iraq here on Sports Byline.
These days you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-899-0615. That's 1-800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
We're going to be talking a little college football in a moment here with Spencer Tillman, but it gives me a couple of minutes to talk with our two soldier co-hosts, Tom Cipolla from Kansas City, a Raiders fan, and Sergeant First Class Keith Jordan from Killeen, Texas, a Broncos fan. You think about those two teams in the AFC West and the rivalry that's gone on. First of all, Keith, want to get your perspective of that rivalry.
Well, the rivalry, it can't be a real rivalry if the opponent hasn't won any games. More or less, the rivalry between the AFC West has been San Diego and Denver. Kansas City and Oakland kind of bringing up the rear. It's not really a rivalry. The other team's not winning that much.
Let me go ahead and bring this back into perspective. The Raiders have beaten the Broncos 56 times in the history of this rivalry. The Broncos have beaten the Raiders 41 times in the history of this rivalry. Therefore, the Raiders are actually beating the Broncos in this rivalry. And let me just say, to answer your question seriously, this has been one of the most storied rivalry conferences and divisions in the history of the NFL. Even though the AFC West has gone up and down, and certainly there has been an ebb and flow between the powerhouses, Kansas City, Oakland, Denver, San Diego, everybody's had their shot at the top, and everybody's taken advantage of it. It has been one of the most entertaining both on and off season rivalries to watch and be a part of, I think you could ever imagine.
To be continued, folks. But right now, Spencer Tillman joins us, lead studio analyst for CBS Sports college football coverage and color commentator for the Houston Texans. After a fine 8-year career in the NFL, where he won a Super Bowl championship with the San Francisco 49ers when Bill Walsh was the coach, and, of course, his college playing days at the University of Oklahoma, where he was an All-American and the captain of the 1985 National Championship team. And, Spencer, you know where I'm sitting. I'm sitting at the D-Fact here at Camp Victory, and it is the D-Fact Sports Oasis. The soldiers are coming in and having dinner, and I'm just wondering about your favorite memories from your trip along with Brian Billick and Randy Cross when you came here with us.
Too many to name, Ron, but I do remember at the D-Fact, and particularly when you mentioned that, the first thing that came to mind was some information and advice that our Sergeant Major gave us. He said, and I never will forget this, it's strange how you remember certain things, but he said, the rule of thumb is if you didn't put it down, don't pick it up. And that's just what I remember. And it was one of those strange things where if there's a bag or something, then if you didn't put it down, then don't pick it up. And that's what I remember. I know it's a bizarre recollection, but for whatever reason, that was the one thing that was in the forefront. But in terms of human interaction and just so many fine, wonderful young faces, men and women who were serving our nation, I was moved beyond measure to be there for the extended period of time that we were. I was it is an experience that I will never forget, and I'm touched.
Let's talk a little college football, and I'm going to turn it over to these two soldiers. First of all, Keith Jordan. Go ahead, Keith.
Spencer Tillman, it's an honor to talk to you. I got a question about what you think about the BCS and how the ranking system goes. Do you believe that there should be a playoff system in play for the finals, or do you think that the way a system is going now is good, and do you believe that the ranking system for the BCS is fair and impartial?
Well, I think that it can't be fair and impartial, Keith, mainly because the system is not one that is blind totally. You have subjective components in it. Okay, you have these guys who comprise the Harris component of it, and that's one-third of the equation, so to speak. And then you have the coaches' poll, which probably is the most integritous of the three. And this is not a comment or commentary on folks like us, because I'm speaking to that same group, and I'm one of them now. But the broadcasters or the media, the writers in particular, have another say in the equation. So you have three components there, and then, of course, the one that really counts in the three major equations is the sixth, the Massey poll, and all the others who sit there and calculate and figure out all these numbers. So again, you got three components that you're really concerned about. That is the Harris, and that's a group of former players and administrators and so forth and so on. That's one third of it. Then you have the computer geeks who comprise another third of it. Then you have the coaches who do the other third. Well, you have both blind and subjective components involved in that. So you can't have a totally a non-biased context here. So the system is flawed to begin with. You can't expect to get empirical results from a system that has less than empirical, standards or metrics involved in it. So that's inherently what's wrong with it. But I don't see it for changing until about 3 or 4 years when all the contracts are up and all of a sudden you have ESPN with all the major properties and they'll use their significant weight to influence and prod the BCS, the cobble of 64 teams that comprise the overall BCS, then they'll start moving toward a playoff, but not until then.
All right, one more question, sir. Taking back to 1985 when you won the national championship against Penn State, what do you see then as the bowl, as you were performing and playing in the bowl, and what do you see now as the biggest difference as you watch a BCS bowl game?
Well, I don't think there's any huge difference in terms of, you know, what's going on the field. Maybe, obviously, there are no more, a fewer wishbone attacks out there, except if you're at, Navy or maybe Army or someplace like that. And then, of course, at Georgia Tech, they're running the triple option. But outside of that, that being a little bit different, I don't see the game that much different. Now, yes, you're spreading people out, and the spread formation is pretty much the dominant force. But football is still about blocking and tackling, running and catching. And that part of it still goes on. I still love the sport because it is as close to the purity that I love about the game as you can find. And, yes, we know that there are certain elements of, money grabbing that goes on. We saw the plate tectonic shifts that almost took place when this conference realignment stuff was going on this summer. So, yeah, there's a very much a financial side to all of it, but I still believe it's the purest form of game that we have.
Spencer, Tom Cipolla here. I grew up in Big 8 country in Kansas City during your heyday at Oklahoma, and you guys were truly a dominant team. I'd just like to ask you a question. You being a team captain and, you know, having leadership responsibilities under Barry Switzer and all the personalities that you had to bring together over the course of not just one season but multiple seasons to build that championship team, that championship attitude, what do you think about the NCAA policy of forcing teams to vacate wins and vacate championships when clearly it's only one or two bad eggs within a program or on a team that's causing this to happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll tell you, along with my colleague Gary Danielson at CBS and Tim Brando and Tony Barnard, we addressed that question just last week on an EA Sports special that we had. And this is what my response to that is. The NCAA's only function is to mete out punishment and to identify where there has been institutional control lost, okay, and then to mete out that punishment. That's primarily what they do, and that's why they were created. They are woefully understaffed, and that's one of the reasons why it took 5 years for you to get a verdict back relative to what happened with USC and Reggie Bush. I mean, 5 years. I mean, a whole class has come and gone since those incidents occurred. But they have to do it in arrears because they're not equipped to do it. Now, that's the only effective way they have to not just deter what happened at USC from happening again, but also other institutions that may have players that could be involved. And I think it can be a great deterrent. It's not a fair one, but it can be an effective deterrent when you say to an institution, look, any one of you guys could be the one that screws it up for everybody who hadn't even thought about doing something wrong. And a coach can really use that to leverage and to influence his players. I mean, you know, there's an axiom we used to have when I was playing with the 49ers back in the day, and it was simply this, don't be the guy. And it was an all-encompassing phrase that Bill Walsh would utter. Well, if it was a guy being late that prevented the bus from getting where it needs to be on time to the airport, or if it was a guy that jumps off size, whatever, or if you're in a platoon, if you're in a group, if somebody does something that endangers the overall group, you don't want to be the guy. Not only will you pay the price, but everybody else will. And so from that standpoint, you've asked a very, very relevant and a great question. It's not fair, but it is the most effective way that the NCAA has because they're so understaffed, they can't really govern any other way.
Spencer, we only have a minute left, but you played for two storied coaches in college, Barry Switzer, and the NFL for Bill Walsh. What made them both so good?
Well, Barry was the counter opposite, you know, in many ways. He was a free spirit. He allowed guys. Now, if you had a mature personality, you were great with Barry Switzer. If you were raised in an environment where your parents taught you the skill sets and the moral values that are going to sustain you when you're 18, 19, 20-year-old, you're going to be in a great place. I think Bill Walsh was a little bit different in that he had organizational skills that were unmatched. And you and I, Ron, had the pleasure of spending some time with him before he passed away out at San Francisco. And real quickly, in 10 seconds, I'll tell you, the greatest thing I've ever learned from him was the concept of the red zone. And for your soldiers out there and all over the world, this can be something that governs them and helps them in their personal leadership as well. He gave me four principles, and they were simply this. You know you're in a red zone when the need to achieve an objective is immediate. The obstacles between you and those objectives are formidable. The options available to you are limited, and time is running out. So when you watch a TV, you see that on the game, when they talk about the red zone, know that it's not just a place on the football field. It is a set of circumstances that can take place anywhere, not just on a field, but also in your life. Any place you find yourself in a situation where the need to achieve objectives are immediate, obstacles are formidable, options available are limited, and time is running out, you're in a red zone. Now you just got to come up with a strategy to compete in that context.
As always, Spencer, thank you for joining us here. It's been a very lively and insightful conversation on college football. I'll look to talk to you when I get back home from Iraq. Take care, my friend.
All right, love you, brother. Take care.
Spencer Tillman with us. You see him on CBS, and he is the lead studio analyst for CBS's coverage of college football and also color commentator for the Houston Texans. I wanted to leave about 3 minutes to talk with these two guys. You can tell by their questions they certainly do know their sports. And I'm going to throw it out, and I'll start with you, Keith, first of all. What is it about sports that makes people so passionate and almost to the point of getting angry? I thought you were going to club him and he was going to push you out of the seat, and Rank had nothing to do with
it. That's not what he put on the table. We already put a Rank on the table, sir.
We're not wearing Rank right now. It's Keith and Tom.
I believe what keeps people interested is just life. I always say, and my wife will be like, nah, this is just ridiculous, that football is life. A lot of people go back to college football or high school football, but I believe watching pro football is much more exciting than anything, and just the whole atmosphere of college football and gets you in there. I believe that there's nothing better and real than what's happening on that field.
I'll tell you, Ron, I played football for a lot of years, all the way until my senior year in college, and I've been in the Army for 19 years now, and I have never run into a situation in the Army that I haven't been able to relate back to something I experienced on the gridiron. Adversity, forming a team, leadership challenges, dealing with stray personalities, dealing with injuries, complex problems, strategy issues. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And I'm certain that you could take those experiences that I had on the football field and put them any place, in business or, in education or any other place that you may find yourself in life. I really do believe that the parallels that you find in not just football but sports in general are 100% relevant all the time.
Keith, I'm going to give you a last word because I've got to ask you this question as a Bronco fan. What the hell were they thinking of taking Tim Tebow in the first round?
I, as a Raider fan, am very happy they did.
Well, I mean, Jamarcus Russell's already gone. We can't get Jamarcus Russell. I don't know. I really don't. I'm thinking Josh McDaniels got it all figured out, and those guys have scouted everything, and I'm betting that it's going to work out okay. I believe that this will be next 3 years will be a real big a big show for the Broncos as far as the building, and I just hope it doesn't go south because I really got to sit with this guy for the next year.
Guys, I want to compliment you both. Just outstanding job co-hosting this hour. Thank you very, very much for being with us on Sports Byline.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The two gentlemen with me, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Cipolla from Kansas City, a Raiders fan, as you could tell, Sergeant First Class Keith Jordan from Killeen, Texas, a big-time Broncos fan. We continue on as we move across the country and around the world from Baghdad, Iraq, on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95.
This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Energy drinks laden with caffeine and sugar can hook kids on an unhealthy jolt and crash cycle. And some drinks, when taken in mega doses, can cause rapid heartbeat. Clearly, it's time for an alternative. We're giving away a one-month supply of Aloe Boost, an all-natural energy supplement that provides all-day energy without the crash. Better, faster, and healthier Aloe Boost is so confident that you'll have increased healthier energy that we're giving away an entire month's supply, and all you pay is $14.99 for shipping. Call 888-988-ALOE and receive a free one-month supply of Aloe Boost, the better, healthier, and faster energy blast. Call 888-988-ALOE, and we'll rush you a one-month supply free, all natural, all energy, all the time. So call now for your free one-month supply of Aloe Boost Energy. That's 888-988-ALOE, 888-988-ALOE.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
And I got to tell you, it doesn't get much better than that as far as co-hosts go. We've done this sort of thing many times before, every hour co-hosted by a soldier. And from time to time, you know, you do get some guys that really do love the medium and they can hold their own. But those two guys, I got to tell you, they were playing off of each other. They were laughing. They were going after each other. And that's what good sports talk is really about. We're going to continue on. We'll have two more soldiers with us the next hour so that we're able to talk a little bit more with them. And also our guest next hour, we're going to be talking with the new coach of the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll. And also out of Duke University and in the NBA, Shane Battier is going to be with us. And then what we'll do is wrap up our show from Iraq here with Bob Delaney, Antonio Freeman, and Jim Miller, the three guys that joined me on this venture, and also Lieutenant General Robert Cohn, who was very instrumental in getting us over here, but also traveled with us on one day as we flew around the country visiting soldiers. So we're going to continue on here. It's nice to have you wherever you might be across the country listening to us, either on the radio stations or on the American Forces Network or on Sirius Satellite Radio, XM Satellite Radio as well. We continue from Iraq on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News. I'm Richard Stewart. Three men from the Canadian province of Ontario face charges of taking part in a terrorist plot that included planned bomb attacks in the capital city of Ottawa. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Chief Superintendent Serge Thériault says one of the three men under arrest has dangerous connections overseas.
We also believe
that Elizadeh is a member of and remains in contact with a terrorist group with links to the conflict in Afghanistan.
A Colorado man has pleaded guilty to sending letters containing white powder to President Barack Obama, members of Congress, and to Argentine consulates. Jay Devon mailed letters criticizing federal health care reform. The powder was harmless. Toyota is recalling more than a million cars. This time, the Japanese automaker is recalling more than 1.3 million Corolla sedans and Matrix hatchbacks in the U.S. and Canada because their engines may stall. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
My name's Jack, and my ears used to ring so bad I couldn't get to sleep. My tinnitus was driving me crazy, and I tried Quietus, and it started working the very first night. I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears, no more hissing sound, and I sleep like a baby.
I'm Melissa, and I had tinnitus for 12 years. I used to turn the TV way up to go to sleep, but after trying Quietus, the ringing stopped, and I felt like I got my life back. I like it because it's homeopathic, so I don't need a prescription and no side effects. It's by far the best thing for tinnitus.
Hi, I'm Tim. If you're suffering from tinnitus, like I was, I urge you to try Quietus. It really does work, and it's all natural, too. Within just days, I started to sleep better. No more ringing, no more loud fans. You really do need to try it.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-482-3086. That's 1-800-482-3086. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-482-3086. That's 1-800-482-3086.
Rod Blagojevich's defense team is hitting back against rumors claiming they're leaving the case.
Nobody has withdrawn. Nobody has gotten out of the case. Any news reports to that effect are not correct. We're going to all sit down and we're going to decide what is best for the governor, because that's the only question that's important.
Meantime, federal prosecutors have dismissed all corruption charges against Robert Blagojevich, the brother of Rod Blagojevich. Rod Blagojevich is accused of allegedly trying to sell President Obama's former U.S. Senate seat for cash and personal profit. Officials at the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. say that seven-time Cy Young winner Roger Clemens will be arraigned on Monday afternoon on criminal charges. The former pitcher will appear before U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton for allegedly lying to Congress about his use of steroids. Hurricane Danielle is apparently drawing a bead on Bermuda, but is still several hundred miles away from the island. Forecasters say Danielle is likely to become a major hurricane. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-637-6122. 800-637-6122.
Today is the first anniversary of the Station Fire, the largest in Los Angeles County, California history, and yesterday, California Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner urged homeowners to prepare for wildfires. Poizner said homeowners need to let insurance companies know about any improvements to their home.
If your insurance company doesn't know about these new additions and your insurance policy is out of date, you will not be paid the full amount to help rebuild. It can be a disaster for people. The second thing everyone needs to do is to create a home inventory immediately. Use the camera that's in cell phones now, or a digital camera.
The Station Fire broke out last August 26, destroying dozens of homes and killing two Los Angeles County firefighters. A poll asks Americans if they think the government is ready for natural disasters. Here's correspondent Sandy Cazell.
5 years after Hurricane Katrina ravaged the Gulf Coast, most people think the United States is still unprepared for handling natural disasters. Nearly 6 in 10 people surveyed by the Pew Research Center say the country is not better prepared for another disaster like a hurricane. That gloomy outlook is shared by roughly equal numbers of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. Just 38% say the country is more ready than it was.
There were more killings in Iraq today, a day after a string of attacks in at least 13 cities left 56 people dead. 6 members of a government-allied Sunni militia were killed in an ambush northeast of Baghdad today. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN USA Radio News.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our 5th facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time. And back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And back we come with our final hour in Baghdad, Iraq, of our broadcasting week. We have been here for 3 days, and it's going to be three memorable days for all of us, especially the two rookies that came with us, as Antonio Freeman, the former Packer wide receiver, and also Jim Miller, who played for the Chicago Bears most prominently during his career, and of course Bob Delaney, 24 years as an NBA referee and the author of the book Covert, about his days as a New Jersey State police officer when he went undercover to bust the mob. And I do recommend that book to you. He's been signing books. He shipped over 500 of those books and has been taking time with each of the soldiers and signing those books personally for each and every one of them. Also, I'd like to take a moment to thank the Golden State Warriors as well. When they found out that I was coming over, they sent over about 300 shirts and various items with their logo on it, NBA logo as well. And they said, this is Warriors for Warriors. And I thought that was a very classy thing to do, and we've been giving those out. EA Sports also sent over video games as well. And you know, troops, when it comes to video games, they really, really like them, and I'd like to thank them as well. We're going to have two new co-hosts with us, Sergeant First Class David Carr from Pennsylvania. He's a big-time Notre Dame fan. Staff Sergeant Ricky Garner from Huntsville, Alabama, and you can guess what he is. He is an Alabama fan, so he's still rejoicing about Alabama's national championship run last season. They're going to be talking with Pete Carroll. Pete, of course, the former USC football coach who jumped back into the National Football League, had been a coach in the NFL at one time with both the New York Jets and the New England Patriots, and now going back with the Seattle Seahawks to try to turn them around. And also Shane Battier is going to join us. Shane, of course, coming out of Duke University where he won a national championship and now in the NBA. I can only tell you as we get almost to the end of our broadcast tour here in Iraq that I've done this now 6 times, and it always touches me very deeply. And as I leave, I think I suffer from what a lot of soldiers do, and that is the fact that they're going to miss their comrades. And while we don't, you know, form close bonds, the one thing I could tell you is we do form friendships. And a lot of the guys were giving out their, you know, with me, have been giving out their contact information, phone numbers, and also email addresses. So it's been very special. When we come back, Pete Carroll joins us and you on Sports Byline in Iraq.
I'm Dr. Kyle Smith with an energy quiz. Ask yourself, do you have so much going on in life that you wake up more tired and exhausted than before you went to sleep? Do you rely on artificial energy drinks, coffee, or sugar to give you a temporary boost of energy? Do you have trouble focusing on the task at hand or just plain remembering things? If this sounds like you, then what you need is an energy makeover with Focus Up, the delicious pure energy think drink formulated with energy-rich nutrients and natural botanicals. The natural ingredients in Focus Up help you feel energized for hours while improving focus, alertness, memory, and mood. And because Focus Up is a powder that you add to your favorite cold drink, it speeds absorption faster than a pill or capsule, so you feel the difference quickly. Focus Up helps turn your energy up whenever you need it. Here's how to order.
Try Focus Up now by calling 1-800-608-2856. Find out how you can get a box of Focus Up for free, but you must act now. That number is 1-800-608-2856. That's 1-800-608-2856 for Focus Up.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, in serving, we lead. Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected. But you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
In all of my broadcast deployments to either Iraq or Afghanistan, there's been one constant, and that is that Pete Carroll has joined me on every one, so his string is intact, and the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks joins us now from up in Seattle. Pete, tell me a little bit about the team here in training camp. You wanted to turn them around, get them back in a winning habit and everything. So what have you done, and how's the team responded to it?
Well, they've responded great. We've had great off-season work, and the guys have really been in it, you know, throughout. It's a race against time. You know, we have to just keep scrambling to get everything in order so that when it comes to game time, we can make the right decisions and perform properly and be ready for all the situations and circumstances. So it's just a race for us, and we're just scrambling to make sure that we cover everything and big, big effort contingency planning so our guys have been through situations and they can respond properly and all that. But their part of it has been great. The willingness and the attitude and the leadership from the older guys has been perfect. And so we're charging ahead, and hopefully we're going to get there.
What's the biggest challenge of installing new systems for a team?
Well, I think you're getting the attitude on the same page where everybody's going to put forth the same kind of effort, willing to give of themselves, and be open to the newness. We talk a little differently, we act a little differently than maybe they've been in the past. We're expecting our players to be open-minded and receptive, so that they don't slow us down. If guys are kind of fighting the issues or fighting the style, then we're not going ahead as fast as we can. So trying to keep an openness from the players is important, and then make sense to them. I got to do a good job of teaching and presenting our approach, and we practice really fast. We perform at a really high rate in all of our preparations so that we can get ready for game time speed, and not everybody in the league does that. A lot of guys go real slow and methodical, and we kind of have different expectations about our preparation.
We have two soldiers here that want to talk a little football with you, Pete. One is Sergeant First Class David Carr from Pennsylvania and Staff Sergeant Ricky Gardner from Huntsville, Alabama, and I'll let Ricky kick off. Go ahead, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
Ricky? How you doing?
I'm great. How do you feel about Nick Saban's comments about the NFL scouts being pimps and how they affect the college players' careers?
Well, I like Nick a lot, and we see eye to eye on this whole issue. I wish that he wouldn't have said that because it gathered more attention than really the issue. So I don't know about that, calling names like that. But the point is that these guys are really a factor in an issue, and we've got to do something about curbing their, the way that they work through the ranks of getting to contact players and stuff well before they're ever draft eligible and all of that, because they're causing problems. They did it to us at SC. They've done it really at Florida, at Alabama, at South Carolina. It's happening, and we've got to find a way to correct protect these guys and curb their efforts. But in particular, Nick had a deal where a guy got one of their linemen, a number one draft pick 2 years ago, in trouble, and the same agent guy got a guy in trouble this year. So there was nothing done to keep that guy or curb his, you know, his activities. And so we're trying to appeal to the NFL to help govern the agents and you know, causing, you know, creating sanctions for those guys if they are out of line so that they can't work and so that they'll comply and keep our kids safe and away from them.
Sergeant First Class David Carr from Pennsylvania, big Notre Dame fan. He has a question for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Tara? My question is the power curve going from college coaching to NFL coaching, how are you adapting to that, and what's your average work day like?
Well, I think I'm adapting just fine, David. You know, and that I've been here before. You know, I was in the league for 16 years. You know, so that I'm not unfamiliar to it, like some of the coaches that go from college to the NFL. So it seems pretty comfortable in that regard. We have different time frames. You know, we have no restrictions on our time once we get started. In college football, you have 4 hours a day that you can work during the season. So we'll have twice as much time to work with the players, and so that we can go into much greater depth and preparation and expectations and all of that. So it's been really very comfortable for me, and I've been having a blast with it. The players have been great, and the coaches have been great. As far as the work day, you know, we work as late as I'm a late guy. I mean, I stay until I really can't think, and then I go to sleep for a little while and get back. You know, and so this time of year and the 6-7 months that we put together here is on completely with just a few days in there where you get breaks over the whole month. You know, month after month. You know, period. So it's you know, sleep to me is kind of overrated, and I'm not really worried about trying to get a good night's sleep at all. I just kind of just keep going, and then at the end of the year you kind of crash, and then you come back, you know, sometime after that. So it's a pace that I think much like probably you guys have to uphold and maintain. You know, when you're on all the time, you're on, and but of course ours is nothing like the work you guys do.
And knowing how effective you were and how great of a coach you were at USC, how does it affect you that they had to vacate so many wins due to the troubles that went along with Reggie Bush?
Well, I hated that it all came down like that, because we worked so hard for everything that we accomplished in the time we were there. Unfortunately, you know, the situation with Reggie was something that we couldn't tell what was going on. We didn't know. We couldn't see it happening. So, you know, we get caught by this deal. But the feeling of it stinks, you know, and it's for all of the fans and for our alums and for, you know, the coaches and all of us that were involved, that there's such a cloud put over it. But really, I never did it, you know, personally. I'm always asking, what do you think about your legacy and all that? Well, I never coached to create some legacy. I coached to have fun doing it and win and see how far we can take things, and that's what we did. And you know, as we look back, we wish we would have been able to avoid the issues that came up, but we just couldn't see it. The guys kept it from us, and so unfortunately we have to pay a price here at the end of it, that's what's happening now. So those guys are bouncing back and appealing and trying to get back on course, and they're going to do all that there at SC.
Yeah, sir, you've coached some great college football players over your career. Who do you pick the best offense and defensive player that you coach?
Well, clearly, I mean, if I go back, if you just talk on the college days, let me just talk that. Troy Polamalu was the most complete competitive kid I've ever been around. Just an amazing soul, you know, but he was a great person in your program and on your team, and just an absolute fierce warrior-like competitor, and continues to be that in the NFL. There's never been anybody so impacting as Reggie Bush in terms of, you know, being able to do things and really control a game from the offensive side. So he was by far the most dynamic player. But when I say that, at the time in SC, there's a lot of guys that you leave out. You know, when you think of Carson Palmer, the number one pick in the draft, and the great quarterbacks that we got from Matt Leinart and Sanchez and all those guys were incredible players, you know. But I think those two guys stand out as the number one defense, number one offensive player would be Troy and Reggie.
Sir, I've done a little coaching in my time, and I want to know, what is it that you do, like when you were at USC, to motivate your players to stay focused on their academics mainly, even though the athletics is very important, but you always need your academics to carry on in life. What is it that you did to motivate all your players to stay focused?
Well, Ricky, the overriding approach is that we're, you know, a central theme in the program is about competition, and you're either competing or you're not. And we teach the mentality that you're in a relentless pursuit of a competitive edge in everything you're doing. And then when we also just we live with the thought that everything we do counts, you know, so that when you, it encompasses everything that goes on in your life. If you really want to be a highly productive football player, you need to have your life in order. You need to have your world in order to in such a manner that you can, you know, everything kind of fits, and you don't have concerns and worries and things you're ducking and dodging from, because they'll enter into and affect you in some way. So the academic side of things is all part of that. And of course, the kids that go to the university, they although they forget it at times, that they're there to get the rest of their life set up through their education and getting their diploma and getting prepared for the world, you know, after sports is over. And so that is by far the number one emphasis, but it's the over. I think it's the over. Riding approach to everything that you do to get your world in order and your life in order that encompasses academics and all that.
Final question for you, Pete. I was going through the airport in San Francisco. I was working my way out here to Iraq, and I saw your smiling face on your book. And by the way, for people, this book, Pete is much more than a football coach, but the book is called Win Forever, Live, Work, and Play Like a Champion. It's an excellent read, by the way. But when you look at the National Football League going back in it, do you notice anything different from when you were a coach before with the Patriots and the Jets?
Well, there's just football-wise, there's a few different things that are happening. You know, the changeover to half the team, half the league is playing 3-4 defense. That's a change. So you get two different styles of defensive coaching and play, and so that affects your game planning some. Also, I think that just as has happened across the country and across the landscape of football in general, the NFL is happy and contented throwing the football more than they have before. You know, there was, I think, 10 quarterbacks that threw for 4,000 yards last year, you know, and that's a huge commitment to the throwing game. And I think just as time has passed, people have become more confident that you can throw the ball and not make the kinds of critical mistakes that lose you football games. And so there's more passing and more of a commitment to spread out offense, just as you've seen in high school and college football as well. So I think those are the two biggest differences.
Pete, I want to thank you, as always, for always being there for me when I've either been in Iraq or Afghanistan. I'll look forward to talking to you when I get back home. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Okay, Ron, to all the guys out there working so hard and protecting us and doing all the great stuff that we do, we love you guys, and nobody does it like you guys, and thanks for keeping us safe, and we care so much about you. And if you guys get up in the Seattle area, please come by and see us. We'd love to have you guys visit practice and be around us at any time. I think the world of everything you guys do.
Well, they're sitting here and they're listening to you as you speak. Thanks a lot. Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, with us. We'll come back on the other side. When we do, we'll talk a little basketball, NBA and college, with Shane Battier, who has played 9 years in the NBA with the Grizzlies and also with Houston. When we have our two soldiers who have been co-hosting the hour, they'll stay with us as well. And then later on, we'll get ready to wrap it up, and one of our guests will be Lieutenant General Robert Cohn, along with Bob Delaney, Antonio Freeman, and Jim Miller. And we do that as we continue across the country and around the world with you from Baghdad, Iraq, on America's Sports Talk Show.
I'm Dr. Kyle Smith with an energy quiz. Ask yourself, do you have so much going on in life that you wake up more tired and exhausted than before you went to sleep? Do you rely on artificial energy drinks, coffee, or sugar to give you a temporary boost of energy? Do you have trouble focusing on the task at hand or just plain remembering things? If this sounds like you, then what you need is an energy makeover with Focus Up, the delicious pure energy think drink formulated with energy-rich nutrients and natural botanicals. The natural ingredients in Focus Up help you feel energized for hours while improving focus, alertness, memory, and mood. And because Focus Up is a powder that you add to your favorite cold drink, it speeds absorption faster than a pill or capsule, so you feel the difference quickly. Focus Up helps turn your energy up whenever you need it. Here's how to order.
Try Focus Up now by calling 1-800-608-2856. Find out how you can get a box of Focus Up for free, but you must act now. That number is 1-800-608-2856. That's 1-800-608-2856 for Focus Up.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected. But you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
And welcome back to Camp Victory in Baghdad, Iraq, I should say. We are right here, and with me, outside, we've got Bob Delaney, who is signing his books. And joining us right now is Shane Battier, 9 years in the NBA with the Memphis Grizzlies and with Houston, graduating out of Duke. And he joins us on Sports Byline. I've got to ask you right off the top, Shane. Bob Delaney tells me that you gave him a nickname. What was that nickname?
Well, tell Bobby Whistle that that Shane says hello. You know, he was a former insider, so all the insiders have good names. So Bobby Whistles is I thought was very appropriate. So he gets a kick whenever I see him. I remind him that's his name. So I think it's pretty good.
It is. He's standing in the doorway now. He's got his hands on his hips. Oh, he just teed you, Shane. I'm sorry, but he just teed you.
It's all love. It's all love, Bobby Whistles.
He also tells me that you're a big fan of crime, that you kind of read a lot about it. Is that true?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of crime, but it intrigues me. I don't think I have a mind like a criminal, but there's some enterprising people out there. So I like to listen to Bob, and he's got some pretty wild stories about what goes down in the crime world. So he's a fascinating guy to listen to.
Yeah, he told the story about the fact that when he makes a bad call, somebody will yell out of the stands, "You ought to be in the witness protection program."
You know, you couldn't pay me to be a referee. Those guys take a lot of abuse. They do a good job, but man, that's a thankless job.
Shane, I want to ask you about the U.S. national team, which is getting ready to play in a couple of days over in Ankara, Turkey, in the World Championships. You were on the U.S. national team at the FIBA Championships in 2006. What are they going to expect? Because this is a very – I talked to Mike Krzyzewski a couple of nights ago here on the program in Iraq. But what might they expect, the players, with this young team?
Well, when I played back in 2006 in Japan, we had LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo Anthony, and Dwight Howard. And I think the biggest adjustment you have to make is actually the officiating, ironically. The games are called much differently than they are in the NBA. In the NBA, it's much more consistent, and there's so much give and take in FIBA basketball that it's difficult to adjust to. And especially if you're a player used to going to the three-point line 10, 12 times a game, that just doesn't happen in FIBA international basketball. And so they have a very, very young team. The quicker they can adjust to the style of the refereeing, the better served they'll be.
Staff Sergeant Ricky Garner is co-hosting this hour with Sergeant First Class David Carr from Pennsylvania. And I'm going to let David and Ricky talk a little basketball with you. Go ahead, David.
Yes, sir. My question is, the Celtics and Lakers have been dominating lately. The Miami Heat, are they going to have anything for them this year?
Well, it'll be very interesting. It'll be very interesting. Obviously, on paper, they got a ton of talent. You have LeBron James or Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh, you got a shot to win. And And I think as fans, I mean, we're all fans too. The players are fans, and we're interested to see how everything will sort of fit together. They have a lot of talent, and it'll take some creativity to make sure everyone gets their touches and gets the ball in position so they can cause problems to the other team. But plus, you know, injuries and chemistry are two things that you have to have luck with. And, you know, so everything looks good on paper in August. You know, we'll see in December when you start having adversity and injury problems, how teams respond.
Hey, Shane, this is Ricky Garner. I got a quick question. Now, like I was talking about, well, like with Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, they all said that they would never join forces to win a championship because they always wanted to beat each other. How do you feel about the two teams with the big threes? You got the Celtics and you got the Heat. Would you ever join with the forces like that so that you could win a championship?
Well, if I ever joined a team, it would be like a big three and a quarter. I would never put myself in a big anything. You know, I think that when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh signed their deals a few years ago, they sort of had that in mind, where if a bunch of those guys were up at the same time, maybe joining forces. And I think Miami and Boston are two of the teams that had foresight to create enough cap space to make that happen. And you know, obviously for Boston, it's worked great. And I think it's a different situation than Miami situation and the Boston situation. Boston, Garnett, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, those guys were all in their 30s when they went to Boston and played together. And they sort of saw it as a chance to share the workload and get something done that none of them had ever done before. It's different in Miami because these guys are all in their prime with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, which makes it more interesting. It's a different era. You ask any player from the 70s when talking about Bird and Jordan and Magic, and they would have said, we would have done it differently. It's so different today when Barkley and Jordan and Magic talk about our generation, say, we would have done things differently. Just like LeBron and Dwayne Wade will say, you know, those guys in 2025, we would have done it differently. So it's all generational.
Okay. Yeah, sir. I'm looking at, you know, back when Bird was playing and Magic. Now it seems like the players are a little bit more physical, a little bit more aggressive out there. What's your take on that?
That's a different era. I think back in the day, in the 80s, they only had two referees. And so I think a lot more was let go compared to now. They have three referees, and obviously they want to promote offense. And so I think there's less physical play because they want to promote freedom of movement and offense. It's a different game than it was in the 80s.
So with your success in the NBA, I mean, you've had good success, and I would like to just say, you know, you've done it. So, but what is it, anything that you would have done differently, you know, since the beginning of your career and now? Would you have done differently though when you came to the NBA?
You know, I think I would have tried to take in more and enjoy just the experience. I'm proud of my career. It's my 10th year in the league. Believe it or not, I make people feel old and I say that because it seemed like yesterday I was at Duke. But you know, when you're young in this league, you're just so caught up in the moment, sometimes you forget to enjoy it. And so now I try to take it in a little bit more and take a look around the stands and just like pinch myself, saying, hey, I'm playing in the NBA. It's my dream. And I want to enjoy every second of it.
Yeah, sir. Getting ready, Duke, how are they going to look this year, and what do you think the outcome is going to be for them?
Well, they'll be tough. Will be tough. They were a surprise national champion last year when Duke Nation was really proud of them. But I think they'll be have a chance to be more explosive on offense this year, and they'll be fun to watch. They got a point guard coming in who's really good. They have Stephen Curry's little brother, Seth Curry, is going to be a great player at Duke, and so they're going to be right there in the conversation. And they got the the best coach in the country. I'm biased, but Coach K leading them, so I like their chances to repeat.
We got about 90 seconds, Shane, and I do want to ask you about Coach K, because when you were on the program with me, you talked so glowingly about him. What is it that he does with the athlete that maybe you won't find everywhere else in college basketball?
Well, what Coach K's strength is he takes talent and he gets them to play hard and play smart and play together. And that's really his biggest strength. And he understands how to motivate people. He knows how to get them to work together. He brings an army mindset to the basketball court. And there's no question that the Army is the greatest fighting force in the world. And there's a reason why, because they play hard, they play smart, they play together, much like we did at Duke.
Shane, I want to thank you very much for joining us here. When we talked up in July when you were at the golf tournament up in Lake Tahoe, I asked if you'd join me. You said you would, and I appreciate you jumping in here. And I think you can tell from the two soldiers, they're pretty savvy when it comes to sports, and
no.
I know they've enjoyed it as well. So thank you very, very much for joining me here in Iraq. Take care, Shane. I'll talk to you when I get home.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all the servicemen and women protecting us and fighting for our freedom. You're missed, and you're loved, and you're appreciated. So thanks, guys.
Shane Battier with us, 9 years in the NBA with the Memphis Grizzlies and also with Houston, and Sergeant First Class David Carr from Pennsylvania, Staff Sergeant Ricky Gardner from Huntsville, Alabama. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much. Very much. Coming back on the other side, we're going to get ready to wrap it up with our final segment. Bob Delaney, Antonio Freeman, and Jim Miller, along with Lieutenant General Robert Cohn. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline in Iraq.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-899-0615. That's 1-800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
If you can't get enough of your favorite Sports Byline programs, now you can listen on your phone anytime, anywhere. Call 704-625-9950 or text SBL to 80676. You'll be able to listen live to every show on the network, like Sports Byline USA with Ron Barr, The Video Game Review, Wrestling Observer Live, The Speed Freaks, and more. Again, call 704-625-9950 or text SBL to 80676. For more information, go to sportsbyline.com.
This is America's Sports Talk Show. Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Last segment of this hour of Sports Byline, and we've been here broadcasting for 3 days. We've been in country since Sunday night, and it's all been made possible because of Lieutenant General Robert Cohn. I got to know Bob on a flight into Baghdad where we were going, and he was going back on his assignment in Afghanistan. And as we started talking, he asked if I would come to Afghanistan with the show, and I said, well, I had some problems before. He said, that'll never happen again. And the thing that I liked about what Bob did was that he made sure we got out and saw the people that really counted, and that were the soldiers out there. And it was just an incredible experience in Afghanistan. So when he got assigned here to Iraq, he asked if we would come back again, and he made it possible. And we were traveling with him in a helicopter one day and saw the real story here in Iraq and what's really happening. And I've made mention of this a couple of times, and that is the fact that people hear about a drawdown of troops. Well, those are combat troops that have been drawn down, no doubt about it. But we've got 56,000 servicemen and servicewomen in this country that are doing one hell of a job. And Bob, when you take a look at what this experience has been like for you, you've been here, you came from Fort Hood back in, what was it, February?
February, or actually, 1st of March.
So. 1st of March. What has the experience been for you?
It's been really inspiring to watch these great young Americans go about doing their business. I mean, most of these folks are thousands of miles from their homes, from their families, the people they love. And they come over here and take on these missions that are lethal consequences, and they do it every day without complaining and do a magnificent job. And I'll tell you, if you look at the Iraqi Army and the Iraqi police, what they learn every day when they look at their counterparts in the American Army, they see professionals, they see people who are serving for something that's bigger than themselves. And I think there's no way, it's our most powerful weapon. And that's the young soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in our services today.
I wonder if you will tell everybody that's listening worldwide and across the country about what the mission is now at this particular point, because we had a chance to see it firsthand, and I think you can put into perspective what the story is about the drawdown.
Right. Well, we're, you know, now, as you said, we've been losing people steadily here. We're down to actually less than 50,000 now. We made that. It was announced, I think, 2 days ago. But the real mission here now is advise, train, and assist the Iraqi security forces. This is their country. There are 660,000 of them in uniform, and that's adequate to defend this country and deal with the remnants of this terrorist force that's here. We will continue to help them with counter-terrorist activities. They have some special forces now of their own, and we'll help them. And then the final point is really helping in the capacity development of their government and their economy, and we have a great partnership with the State Department, as a lot of professionals here in the provincial reconstruction teams, and our soldiers basically help them get around and then do the basic work in many cases that help an economy grow. First, you want to have security, and then the Iraqis are all worried about an economy to put a lot of these young people to work. And so we're kind of a full-service organization in that regard, and as I say, we've been doing it for a few years. And, you know, we began this transition really last July in 2009. Because we don't make sudden transitions very well and been gradually getting the Iraqis to step up, do more, take the lead. And so that truly when the 1st of September comes and the mission changes from Operation Iraqi Freedom to Operation New Dawn, the reality of it is for all of us here probably in this mess hall tonight, it's probably not going to mean a whole lot because we've already done all the work and the transition is complete. And so we still have 16 months once 1 September comes to work with our Iraqi counterparts and continue to improve so that in December of 11, when the last American forces leave, they'll be capable of running a successful democracy on their own.
We have the three guys that traveled with me. Two of them are rookies in making the visits to either Iraq or Afghanistan. Bob Delaney is the veteran. He was here a year ago with me, the NBA referee, and also the author of Covert, the book that he's been signing and giving away. Antonio Freeman, wide receiver for 9 years in the National Football League, most prominently with the Green Bay Packers. And Jim Miller, also 12 years in the NFL, most prominently with the Chicago Bears. And they brought their Super Bowl rings with them. And I got to tell you, folks, there were a lot of happy soldiers and pictures taken and Christmas cards gotten with pictures on them with them here. And I want to start with Bob Delaney, because you brought Bob down to Fort Hood. You took over some 6 weeks before the tragedy down at Fort Hood. You brought him in to talk to the soldiers about stress and PTSD and all of those things. So, Bobby, I'm going to let you, and then you guys just jump in and talk, and I'm going to step back and out of the way.
Yeah, I got to meet General Cohen and his wife, Jill, back after that tragic event, and spent 3 days at Fort Hood speaking with soldiers and the civilians that are at that base, and came away inspired because, you know, it's an amazing group of men and women at Fort Hood and throughout the military. And we see it again here as we spoke. You know, Jimmy and I, Jimmy and Freeman, we talk every night about what we're experiencing. And Antonio's brother was in the Marines, and he gets a new understanding of what his brother has done, as well as Jimmy's sister, who was also in the Air Force. And, you know, I keep saying, Ron, you bring us over here, and we know we're going to meet soldiers. But what I learned is that I walk away knowing that I have lifelong friends. For last year, General Bob Brown, we were embedded with the 25th Infantry Division, and I stay close with a lot of the members there. And the same thing is taking place here. I know that I have lifelong friends that are part of General Cohn's staff, and many of them asking for free tickets to NBA games, so I know that they'll be around for a long time.
Those are good friends to have.
Jimmy?
Well, for me, Ron, I think obviously you know, all three of us, I think, understand how teamwork is involved in order to achieve the ultimate goal. And I think for Antonio and I think I can speak for him saying, you know, everybody always asks us, what is it like to prepare for an NFL game? And, you know, it's really about absorbing the information, applying it as you work through the week to prepare the game plan and how you master that game plan, and then you have to execute it. And I think one thing that I think I've expressed to the general, these guys know how to execute a game plan. And it makes you so proud to see these young men and women go to work to achieve their goal. And they have done it just masterfully.
I got to tell everybody, we flew up, we helicoptered up to Balad. And Bob had said to me that, you know, he wanted us to get out to places that maybe groups and athletes and celebrities don't get to. And they were kind of surprised that we would come up there. But Antonio was there. We were with the engineer force up there, very important with the job that they do. And a lot of them were from the state of Wisconsin, and you would have thought the second coming had happened.
A lot of cheeseheads.
You really felt like you were a superstar once again, right?
Yes, they definitely brought back my superstar power, and it made me feel great. But part of our mission to come here was to say thanks to the troops and the soldiers who dedicate their lives to defending our country. And no one really understands or knows the sacrifices that our troops really make. You're talking about teamwork and the ultimate team. I witnessed it firsthand. I mean, these guys are the real champions. They display teamwork. They display dedication. They display focus. And I just think that if the rest of the United States showed as much focus and dedication as our troops did, I mean, we have a great country, but we'd be a much, much better country. I mean, I got to see firsthand. I mean, it was just amazing. It was just an amazing feeling. We were saying, we come over here to say thanks to them, but we find them saying thanks to us so much more. And we just want to say, again, thanks to our troops for all you do, all the sacrifices you make, and just keeping our country safe and keeping our country having a great name. So thanks to all the troops listening, to all the troops here in Baghdad, Kuwait, still in Afghanistan. We just wish you guys the best, and we wish you can get home to your families as quick as possible.
General Cohn, you and I have talked about this, and you made this statement when we were talking a little bit earlier when we were up in your office. But what does visits like this, not only us, but others that come over and spend time with these soldiers, what does it mean to them? What's the importance of it?
Well, to the Army folks, it's a long year when you're over here, and 52 weeks go by, and they're pretty monotonous. And in so many ways, when somebody comes in, for everybody here who's watching or a part of this in the last couple of days, this will be a special week. It will be the opportunity, be the week that they note that they met some NFL stars, that they met an NBA ref, that they met Ron Barr, so it punctuates and changes the rhythm here a little bit. That somehow makes life easier. It brings a piece of home here. Something we all recognize. We have a lot of NFL fans in the Army. We have a lot of NBA fans. We have a lot of sports talk fans. And so what this does is bring a piece of home to our soldiers and changes up our routine just enough that they can click another week off of their 52-week tenure over here.
And what's Mondays like after NFL season starts?
Well, we may not be. Don't tell this to the enemy. But the fact of the matter is there's a lot of people who stay up most of the night watching football. And actually, the guys who are on the night shift have a better deal because they can put a TV set on in the corner. The trouble is you never know what you're going to watch because AFN always picks some. Whatever you want to see, they put something else up on there. That'll be the best game in the NFL. They have something different on there. But we'll work on that. I want to tell you, you may have said this, but when we went to a range with the Iraqis, the Second Federal Police, and Antonio Freeman got an opportunity to shoot at the targets. And the soldiers had actually put pictures of the Minnesota Viking logo on the target. And I don't know what happened to him. He started screaming and fired. He cut the target in half and then ran and charged it and knocked it down and said, "Take that, Brett." I don't know.
We only have a couple minutes left. And before you do, before we go, there's going to be a change of command here September the 1st. And Ray Odierno, the commanding general who has been in this country for, what, almost 5 years?
56 months.
56 months is going to change out. And Lloyd Austin, who we met the last time we were here, is going to become the commanding general. And you talked about him. Can you, just in a couple of minutes here, talk a little bit about General Odierno?
Yeah, he's probably the soldier that most of the soldiers here who've served in Iraq and the units that have rotated through that personifies the American war effort in Iraq from the soldier's perspective. This guy has commanded at the division, corps, and now four-star level, and basically has been the driving force behind the surge in terms of the architecture of that at the operational and tactical level, and then more importantly has driven a war effort that has resulted in success. And I think that's the key point, is that this guy coming up short in anything in this headquarters is not acceptable, and that's what we have to do as Americans at war. And that's, we're in the business of winning, and that's what Ray Odierno is all about.
I want to thank you very much for inviting us and giving us the opportunities that we've had to interact with these soldiers and also to see the true picture here as well. It's been something that is unforgettable, and I really appreciate it, Bob. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. You know, what you all do is just absolutely incredible, as I say, for all the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in Iraq. Thanks for coming over. Thanks for taking your time. I would note that there is a policy that says you can't bring metal objects larger than 8 ounces back out of the country, and I'll need those Super Bowl rings to collect it up so you can get through customs. I'll facilitate that for you.
I would like to make one other request. Can we leave Jim Miller behind as well? I got to tell you, we didn't get any sleep for 3 nights, and I know he's contesting that, but anyway. But thank you very much, General Cohn. When we come back, we'll share each of us with our moments that we'll always remember from our visit to Iraq. We do that as we continue with more of you at America's Sports Talk Show from Iraq.
I'm Dr. Kyle Smith with an energy quiz. Ask yourself, do you have so much going on in life that you wake up more tired and exhausted than before you went to sleep? Do you rely on artificial energy drinks, coffee, or sugar to give you a temporary boost of energy? Do you have trouble focusing on the task at hand or just plain remembering things? If this sounds like you, then what you need is an energy makeover with Focus Up, the delicious pure energy think drink formulated with energy-rich nutrients and natural botanicals. The natural ingredients in Focus Up help you feel energized for hours while improving focus, alertness, memory, and mood. And because Focus Up is a powder that you add to your favorite cold drink, it speeds absorption faster than a pill or capsule, so you feel the difference quickly. Focus Up helps turn your energy up whenever you need it. Here's how to order.
Try Focus Up now by calling 1-800-608-2856. Find out how you can get a box of Focus Up for free, but you must act now. That number is 1-800-608-2856. That's 1-800-608-2856 for Focus Up.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected, but you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now.
800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
HomeSuiteIncome4.com, the powerful work-at-home opportunity that creates amazing before and after stories.
Before, I was an overworked, stressed-out single mom, working a lot of hours, never time for my daughter, never time to cook. My days off, I spent running errands, you know, grocery shopping, laundry, all that kind of stuff. It was very difficult.
Then Cindy discovered HomeSuiteIncome4.com.
Now I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. Every recital, every field trip. Every single week, I volunteer in her class, so I know her classmates well. And we live in a beautiful home. She's got horses, and, you know, it's my dream.
Earn like a CEO from home. Turn your commute time from 2 hours to 20 steps. Log on for free information at HomeSuiteIncome4.com. It could change your life.
It's my dream job.
HomeSuiteIncome4.com. That's HomeSuiteIncome, the number 4.com.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Coming back with our final couple of minutes here in Baghdad, Iraq, and at Camp Victory, and I'm just going to go around the table and briefly ask the guys to give me their favorite memory about this trip. Antonio Freeman.
Oh, without a doubt, holding on to that AK-47 and that 240 and feeling all that power and letting it go at the shooting range. Nothing will top that.
Yeah, and I might point out to everybody that he went through the same kind of training run that the Iraqi soldiers were going through with the American soldiers who were training them. I was quite impressed with that. You know, it was really something. And then, of course, you did go a little bit crazy with that AK-47. I got to tell you. Jimmy?
Well, first off, Ron, I do have a red flag, and we can call for instant replay since we have video about the sleepless nights. But obviously everything overall is impressive. I mean, every young man and woman that you meet, just the positive atmosphere, the influence that you feel, it just creates an aura within you. It's just very impressive to watch these young men and women work. I can't say it enough just how proud it makes you as an American. All you at home need to know, you are safe with these young men and women and how they protect this country.
I might point out to everybody, we had an air raid siren go off because of Jimmy snoring, so I don't want to say it was loud. Hey, Bobby, what about you?
Yeah, Ron, there's so many, but I would say that the day I walked off the plane to go speak to the soldiers in Fort Hood, Lieutenant Colonel Tom Meyer was waiting for me right at that plane's door when I landed in Texas. And when I landed in Baghdad, Iraq, and I go off to C-130, Lieutenant Colonel Tom Meyer was standing right there again. And he's a special guy, and that's a special memory for me.
I want to thank all three of you for making this trip with me. You made it very special, man. It made it special not only for me, but for the soldiers here as well. Our thanks going out to Lieutenant General Bob Cohn and his great staff, also Captain Anissa Johnson and Patrick Thomas from MWR for their help, and Lieutenant Colonel Garcia, the staff here at the DFAC Sports Oasis and their staff. And here in Iraq, my producer, as always, has been John Bullock. JB goes everywhere with me. And in San Francisco, our producer has been Matt Kolsky, and the executive producer of Sports Byline is Darren Peck, and our engineer doing such a great job has been Scott Cuddy. And a special thanks to Dwayne Yaloa and AKA Productions. They put it all together, and they make it so easy for us to come to Iraq and Afghanistan. And, of course, we're here for the wonderful men and women of our armed forces. Let me just say one thing. I've been doing this 6 times, either to Iraq and Afghanistan. I'll go wherever they need me. But the memory that I walk away with is the smiles on the faces of these wonderful men and women. And they do say thank you to us, but really, it's thank you to them. I'm Ron Barr. We'll be back home and talking to you Monday night from our studios in San Francisco. Thank you for joining us on Sports Byline from Iraq.